some business.
Well, we are delighted. This is the first time we've had a foreign dignitary on the podcast, so I'm excited. So, big delight to introduce and welcome Ambassador Rozan Roslani, Ambassador to the United States from Indonesia, and a Spears Business graduate. So, welcome.
Well, thank you also for having me here. It's been like 30 years. After 30 years, I came back here again as an Indonesian ambassador to the U.S.
Yeah. So is this your first visit back to Oklahoma State since you graduated?
Yes, this is my first visit.
Wow. Well, we're honored to have you here on your first visit. So let's start kind of the beginning. What brought you from Indonesia to Oklahoma State University?
Well, very good question, actually. up till now, I still try to figure it out why. But actually, my parents, after high school, they told me that, you know, we will send you to study abroad. And they said, we will pick you to the safest city in the U.S. With a very good environment study. Not a lot of distraction, so you can focus on your study. And they said, that's Oklahoma State University. So in the beginning, I didn't prepare myself to go study abroad. So I came here in 1987, right? And I had to study English first for the first 6 months.
Okay.
Because I cannot speak English properly, and then I need to pass the test. Then I started my freshman year in early 88.
So two questions. How did your parents find Oklahoma State? How did they determine this was a safe and a good place to be?
Well, I think from, I believe from his friends, from my parents' friends, so they told them about Oklahoma State University, very good school, a good ambiance, and definitely, you know, your kid will study in Oklahoma State University.
That's great. So how did you come to pick your major?
Well, honestly, in the beginning, I didn't know what's going to be my major in. So, but I know I'm very interested in business studies. So I'll pick if I still remember, like MIS, and then I changed to marketing, and then I keep changing, and then finally
a typical student.
And then I said, I think should be management, because if I want to go into business, I think to have a good knowledge of management will be very helpful for me in the future. So I'll pick management, and then my advisor at the time, I remember told me, like, well, since you keep changing major, actually you just need to get some courses to be a double degree in general business. So you need to take finance and others to fulfill the requirement to get a double degree. Then I start, you know, picking some other courses, including finance, and I like finance a lot. I found out on the last stage on my senior year. Then I decided also to have a minor in finance, and then the rest of my life I just continue in finance until I will and posted here in the U.S.
So looking back at your time at Oklahoma State, what are your fondest memories or things that stand out to you the most?
Well, I have a lot of fond memories here. I get to meet a lot of different people here. Especially I'm the international student here. I get a lot of exposure to meet with different international students. I like sport. I know the football game, the basketball game here make me very happy, especially when they start keep winning, right?
That always does help, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does help. It does help. It does help.
Any professors from that time that you recall? Or
yes, I think one of econ professor in the beginning, is also very helpful. I remember he gave me a lot of inputs, and also time to time we have a discussion. Once I was debate with him about one of the course, which is I think it's all it applies in Indonesia, but it didn't apply in the US at the time, and they accept my thought at that time. So he really helps me to shape also my the way of thinking also my future.
Well, great. So let's transition now. You graduate from Open State. Yep. You go back to Indonesia, I assume.
Yes, I went back to Indonesia in 1992.
And then pick us up from there.
Yeah, and then I start working as an analyst for 2 years, financial analyst. And then in 1994, I went back to school again in Belgium to get my MBA in international finance. Wow. And then I went back to Indonesia in 96. And in the beginning, I just want to work in the banks. So I applied to all different banks, international bank. And while I was waiting for, to get accepted by those foreign bank, I met with my high school buddy in Singapore, and we just, talk each other, and then we came out. Why don't we set up a company? So in the beginning, we didn't plan properly. So it was back in late '96. So and the thought at that time, we just set up a financial advisory, two of us, and the thought that if we fail, 2 or 3 years from now, we can back work for others. Simple as that. And then early 97 is financial crisis, Asia financial crisis. It's kind of a blessing in disguise for us, because when we started the company, two of us, I remember a lot of our friends just like laughing to us, like, who's going to hire two, young people for financial advisory? And then everything is collapsing because of financial crisis in Asia, including Indonesia. So suddenly we have a lot of clients, right? Suddenly, like boom, boom, it was back. We have a lot of clients, and then from financial advisory, because they need a lot of restructuring and then also raising the financing. So we have opened up a lot of access, local access, or also a foreign bank. And then we are continuing from only financial advisory becoming into an investment company up till now. So we invest in a lot of different companies, because we have all the support, all the links from all investment banking, hedge fund. We invest not only in Indonesia, but also outside Indonesia.
Well, it's amazing that the financial crisis actually helped a little bit, at least in terms of drawing in clients that you might not have had otherwise. That's amazing. Well, tell us a little bit, how does one become an ambassador?
Well, that's a very interesting story also, because back then I was a chairman for Indonesian Chambers.
Okay.
So Indonesian Chambers actually is mandated by law for all the companies, including the state-owned companies, to be a member of our chambers. So we have close to 4,000 offices.
Wow.
All over Indonesia. Wow. So I have to travel all over Indonesia. So I had a regular meeting with the president of our president once every quarter. We discuss a lot of things, economic, finance, businesses. And one day at the end of my term, it's a 5 years term as a chairman. One day when we discussed with him, he said, "No, Mr. Chairman Rosan, I think we need to strengthen the relationship with the U.S., especially in terms of trade, investment, working on the improving our human capital. So I think you are a right person to be posted in the US. So, well, when the president told you that, definitely you say, I'll be honored, Mr. President, to be posted as an Indonesian ambassador to the US. And then, of course, the president need to nominate me to the parliament, and the process itself took slightly longer because it was in a pandemic.
Oh.
Because they have to interview me, the parliament, they have to interview me, and usually it's quite a rigorous process. But I think I'm glad the process went well, and I got the consent from the parliament to be posted here in the U.S.
Well, we're honored that you, and very glad that you accepted and were nominated. So what's the transition been like going from the business world to the world of diplomacy?
Well, very interesting. well, seating arrangement, definitely. Protocols, right? But, you know, since I came from the private sector, I try to bring a different perspective also. In diplomacy, and you know, and both actually it has similarity, you know, sales, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
And the good thing, I enjoyed meeting a lot of peoples, and luckily also I got all the support from my team in the embassy, in the consulate, so it helps me also to get my, you know, my target and my goals. So, I enjoyed it very much.
Well, good. What was the most challenging transition you had to make from, you know, running your companies, the chamber, and then being an ambassador?
Well, when I get here in the U.S., they said, you know, to meet with hiring officials in the state is challenging. That's what they told me. It's not easy as in Indonesia. Apparently, it's not. Honestly, I was quite surprised. Even my others in ASEAN ambassador, they're quite jealous with me because I can meet with a lot of different ministers. Even I have a bilateral meeting with Nancy Pelosi.
Wow.
And they are very open, so you know I found that they are very open with Indonesia, and I just try to keep my best, you know, do my best.
So, what are some of your biggest goals you'd like to accomplish as being ambassador?
Well, the president told me that, you know, your KPI is to increase the trade and investment. Obviously, and also to improve the human capital, and on the trade side, I think we have a ambitious target to have like 60 billion two-way trade in 2024, 2 years from now. Currently, we are still at 37 billion, but it's already increased about 36% compared to last year. On also investment side, we increased more than 74%. Now currently about 2.4 billion US dollars. So US is now is the second largest trading partner for Indonesia, and the fourth largest foreign direct investment to Indonesia. So
so we can tell the president you're doing a great job. That's
what. Well, I think so. But on the human capital side, I've been also talking with a lot of different companies, because Indonesia, we have 270 million people. More than 270 million people, and with the people with the background of college and education from our labor force is only 12-13%. So, and we also know we cannot put everybody's into college, so we need to improve our vocational training and education also. So I've been working and talking with a lot of US company to participate on this vocational training and education, because we also give incentive, you know, a fiscal incentive if they are participate on those program, and also to have more exchange students Indonesian student to study in the US. That's also one of my goals. Because it's been stagnant. I think the number of Indonesian students study in the US is around 9,000 people. So I would like to the number increase at least 2 years from now to reach like 10 or 11,000. So that's also one of my goals.
And we would love to work with you on that. You know, I saw a statistic that probably 10, 15 years ago, we had almost 200 Indonesian students. Now we're down to like 3 or 4. So anything we could do, and I don't know if you have any recommendations, what we could do to help encourage other Indonesian students like you to come here.
Definitely, you know, because not only I'm the Indonesian ambassador to the US, but I also the your ambassador.
Right? Well, we appreciate that.
So well, we are going to have a discussion also with my consul general and also with your team here in the OSU, how we can you know, improve the number of students come to study in OSU. But actually, the number of students study in the US is fall out. In the past, we used to have like even 15,000 students.
Wow.
But now they also study in like in Australia because it's only like much closer to Indonesia, to Europe, to UK, because they're also looking at comparing the living expenses and everything. But I think to have a double degree program, I think also will help to increase the number of students come to the OSU. But definitely, we will try to work with your faculty.
Well, good. On this one. Yeah, we would love to see that. Now, I saw this last month. You held discussions with key leaders on clean energy solutions, rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange, and attended the UN General Assembly. Do sometimes you have to pinch yourself to how did all this happen? If you think back when you were a student here, did you ever imagine in your wildest dreams this would happen for you?
Well, honestly, it never on my wildest dream to have those all activities. But I know it's always one of my dreams to ring a bell in New York Stock Exchange, right? I came to the UN also and have a lot of side meetings with a lot of different important people, with the minister, vice ministers. And I think I'm very honored I will continue to work hard and also to fulfill my other dreams now. Since you are the ambassador now, I have many dreams that I think will be good, not only for me, but also for people of Indonesia and American people.
Well, just the results so far, it seems like you are more than fulfilling your charge. So I give you a lot of credit for that. Shift gears a little bit. I understand that diving and other water activities like swimming and sailing are a big part of your life. How did you get started with diving?
Well, because my dad especially, they always took us, you know, me and my brother, to the sea. Like since we were a kid, when we were still in elementary school, they woke us up early in the morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning, bring us to the sea and went fishing. So, but I'm not really a fishing person, so I get bored, right? So I start swimming, snorkeling. And then, but my dad, he just keep fishing even until last year. He was 84 years old, and still, we you know, all of us went to the sea. So I start enjoying snorkeling and diving very much, because when you go dive, you find, you know, everything very peaceful. You don't need to look at your gadget. Right, no social media, very peaceful, and it's also clear your mind. So that's why, and you appreciate a lot of a good thing in life. I mean, that's what I call it, me time in diving, and especially in Indonesia, we have a lot of excellent diving spot.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah. Yes. Probably a little harder than what in Washington, D.C. to do some diving. I don't know how good the Potomac is for diving. You mentioned before you enjoyed sports. So you went to the football and basketball games when you were here?
Oh, yeah.
Did your interest in sports begin before you got to Oklahoma State, or did you kind of pick those up when you were a student here?
I always like and enjoy sport, any kind of sport. So that's why up till now, I'm still the chairman of Indonesia Weightlifting Association.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not a weightlifter, but I've been a chairman for the past 6 years.
Wow.
And also the chief de mission for Olympic in Tokyo back in 2021. And also have some interesting encounter and journey acquire a football club.
Inter Milan?
Inter Milan with my friend Eric Tohir, and also acquire DC United football club.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a time you enjoy when you're buying. There's also a time you enjoy when you're selling.
The two happiest points.
The two happiest
right?
moments in having a football club. I mean, a soccer club.
Oh, that's funny. So how did you get involved with the purchasing? Was that a difficult thing to...
Well, in the beginning, me and my friend, my friend, he got offered to purchase a DC United. And then at one time, you know, I remember we were in Jakarta and he said, Rosan, you know, let's have a lunch. I said, okay. So, and he said, you know, I get the offer to buy Inter Milan. And he said, but Inter Milan is, you know, it's Inter Milan that we I think it's very hard for us to get this football club. And, you know, me as a investment and finance guy, I just want to know the books of Inter Milan, right? I was like, how about, let me take a look. Let's sign the NDA. And then let me send my team and let's take a look. I said, really? Yeah. Because I really want to know about how they make money, you know, and everything. Not really about the football itself, but other things. So I sent my team to Milan. We start at the time negotiated. And then I came to Milan to meet with the previous owner at the time. And the negotiation is very tough, actually. It's very, very tough. But since I did this for the past 20 years, so I knew that we can secure this deal. So, but it's quite a tough process. It's not easy when you negotiate with Italian. But finally we agree and then we purchased the club back in 2013, but we sold the club already. We sold it to already the club in 2019.
My youngest son's a big soccer fan. He played it, so he's educated me, and I think for most Americans we don't fully appreciate how huge football or soccer is globally. I mean, just the passion people have for it—it's amazing, to be honest.
I mean, oh yeah, I enjoyed the time when we had a club. I enjoyed very much because when I came to Milan, you know, when I buy something in the store, they know me as a co-owner of the club. They give me a big discount. I can get into any prestigious restaurant without queuing. So that's
perfect. That's great.
Yeah, so I enjoyed very much that part.
You know, we also looked up, when you were here at Oklahoma State, was pretty phenomenal in terms of sports. Big country, was a Big Eight Player of the Year. While you were here, Barry Sanders, John Smith, Mike Gundy, Robin Ventura, you were here at an amazing time with some, you know, all-time great athletes here at Oklahoma State. I can only imagine what that was like.
Yeah, I still remember Barry Sanders, Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
Running back. I think he joined Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. He, yep. Oh, I'm a big fan of Barry Sanders. And also, I still remember like the coach, Eddie Sutton.
Yep, Eddie Sutton, the basketball coach.
Yeah, yes. The basketball coach, Eddie Sutton, and his son, Sean Sutton.
Yep.
Because I remember our basketball team keep winning since he became a coach, right? Yep. I remember that.
Yeah.
I follow all this sport.
It's amazing. I think, you know, it's one of the things I tell internationalists to come here. If you want to help acclimate to America, get involved and understand sports. Because I know, like, our football is very different than probably your football.
Oh,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So, you know, but it does help you understand the culture a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, indeed.
When true. You understand kind of the sports culture.
Yeah, so I get familiar with with American football also when I was here in Oklahoma State. So and I follow all the game, college game, and also the basketball game. So I enjoy it very much.
You really strike me as someone who's in perpetual motion. So what do you see down the near future for yourself?
I just flow with the flow.
Well, your flow seems to be pretty positive right now.
All well, actually, I just whatever it is, I just try to be try to do the best, and you know, I try to listen more to the people, and everything, you know, if we want to do everything, it has to have a positive attitude, right? So. Now, because again, like in the past, I never crossed my mind I'll be the ambassador, even the U.S. ambassador for Indonesian ambassador to the U.S. But again, now I'm here. That's a fate, right? So I just try to do the best because I'm a political appointee. So we'll see. But I'm always. For me, you know, I always interested to work with people to bring the best of all of them.
A couple more questions. So what advice would you have to our Spears business students? What would you recommend they do?
Networking, definitely, especially here, because you have a lot of, you can meet with a lot of different international students also. And never give up. Always have a positive attitude. And in business, I mean, when they look at me, they said, Roshan, you're doing pretty well, very good. I said like, yeah, but you have to look at me like 25 years ago. I was like struggling big time, but you have to keep moving forward, right? They said, if you fail 10 times, you have to get up 11 times, right? And you have to be committed. You have to be focused. Networking, I think it plays a very important role. Also helped me a lot when you know, to grow my business and now also to improve my you know, skills and knowing a lot of people. So I think also very helpful.
Very good advice. Okay, last question. You have three children, as I understand. Any chance we'll see them in Orange someday in the future? So,
well, you know, actually, I bring two of my kids here. To OSU.
I'm happy to try to influence them. So,
yeah, we'll never know. Maybe one day they will wear an Orange shirt. But... because I know, I got very good education here, a lot of very good memories, and because of the ASU, Oklahoma State University, I'm here as Indonesian ambassador to the U.S., and then I'm very grateful.
Well, thank you. Ambassador Roslani, it's just been an honor and a privilege speaking with you. I really enjoyed it, and so glad to have you here, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your visit here.
Thank you also for having me here, and I will bring my kid to the game also
All
tomorrow.
Right. Perfect.
To have the spirit of Cowboys.
Good, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Dean.